There's a famous Ksos HaChoshen regarding the mitzvah Bris Mila, and specifically regarding Shlichus by the mitzvah Bris Mila. We have a general rule in Shas, Shlucho Sho Adam Kamoso, that if I can't do a mitzvah, or I choose not to, whatever reason, I appoint a Shliach to do it. Bedikas Chametz, I'm away, perhaps near Hanukkah. Whichever we can discuss the specific mitzvahs, the Gemara talks about it by Kedushin. But whatever the mitzvah is, generally speaking, is a mitzvah of shlichus and shlucho shadon kamoso. So the Ksos writes, but by mila, there is no mitzvah. Like, if I appoint a shliach, I mean the son is considered maho, but I don't. The mitzvah of, I'm not getting my mitzvah. It's like I didn't do the mitzvah. What's his raya? What's the proof of the Ksos? He claims he has a Rama. The Rama, I believe in Shin Pei Beis, talks about the following case. You have a general rule as well, the Gemara Chulin, the Rush, about if you choteif, may you take someone else's mitzvah. Someone's about to do a mitzvah, you tackle them, and you run up and do it. The Gemara talks about Kisa Hadam. The one who's the Shochet, he has first shot. He could go ahead. So the Shochet's about to do Kisei Adam, and you tackle him and you do it. So you owe him 10 to him. Even Bizman Hazel, it applies. We can't force someone. You could still make a claim against them, but Basin can't force you. It's Bizman Hazel. But the Lacha still applies if Asar is Zehuvim. So that's the Lacha in general, that in the middle of doing a mitzvah, or I'm about want to do it, and you tackle me and don't let me, and you do it, so You took my mitzvah, you owe me 10 tzuvim. So the Rama writes, if a father's about to be the Moel and you run, you push the father away and you go and do it, so you owe him, you owe Asara tzuvim. But if he's there, he gives it to a Moel, he says, you do the Mila for me, and then you knock over the Moel, so he says, you don't have to pay. The question is, why not? What's the difference? I'm doing it, my shliach doing it. Must be, there's no concept of shlichus by mila. Or else, my nafkamin if I do it myself or my shliach. So that's his raya from the Rama. We see no shlichus by mila. And he claims as well, he has a shach that seems to say you do it yourself, but that could be more al tzmitzvah bo yoter mishlucho. But he wants to say the Shachem also says no shlichus, that you have to do it yourself. So what's pshat in the Ksos HaChoshen? According to the Shita, which is a Chiddush, what's the Svara of the Ksos? So the pshat is, they say over, is the Gemara talks about what happens. So we know the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah mila, and the Mishnah Gemara go into detail. Mitzvah to av al ben, there's an obligation on the father to do a bris mila on the son. Let's say there is no father, you can't find the father. So the Gemara says it's a mitzvah on the Beis Din, which today means it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if there's no father, so it's the responsibility of anyone else to make sure that this child is gemalt. So they say that's the pshat. So if the father's doing the mitzvah, so it's his mitzvah. But once he's not doing it, so it becomes my mitzvah. So what do you mean you appoint me as a shliach? I don't need you to appoint me as a shliach. I'd rather do the mitzvah myself. I don't want to be your shliach. I want to be the one doing the mitzvah. So that's the pshat. It's not, that's what they say, pshat in the Ksos, why there's no shlichus by mila, because what do you need shlichus for is if I could do the mitzvah myself. And that's why there's a distinction when a father does it, he's doing a mitzvah. So I guess if you tackle someone and you tackle the shliach and do it yourself, so why should I pay the Azor Zulim? It's my mitzvah just as much as his. And that's the pshat in Ramah, why there's a distinction between the father doing it when you have to pay, while the shliach doing it you don't have to. And that's the pshat in the Kesos, who claims he has the Ramah and the Shach, that there is no shlichus by Mila.